Nidal Jawa, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Nidal, you're one of the founding members of the band Jazz Oil. You've released your debut album. It's called Lama, and we're listening now to the title track. Lama means something like encounter in Arabic, or meeting. Yeah. A meeting of what?
It's a personal meeting with friends, and after that, a musical meeting. Of many cultures and many music, oriental, Tunisian, and funk, groove, Latin music, jazz. It's a free music, no limits in this music.
Play an oriental string instrument called the kanun. It's a kind of large zither, and you play it very often on your knee, and you pluck the strings with two little plectrums. So we get these lovely cascading tonalities that we can hear on the album. And what's a bit special about it is I believe you use little levers which allow you to make half tones, even quarter tones. Is that right?
Yeah. With kanun, you can put quarter tones and half tone and
eighth tones.
Yeah. The oriental music, the notes is mobile notes. It's not fixed like occidental music.
So you end up improvising quite a lot.
The music written for this instrument. It's simple music. But the musician will do our personal touch.
You can bring your own personal touch to the music.
I like to create other kind of music. I am beginning with the oriental music and Tunisian music. After that, I am discovering Turkish music and jazz. And I want to mix many music.
An instrument like the kanun is really considered to be a very classical instrument. You wanted to show that it can adapt itself very well to more contemporary styles.
C'était comme un défi pour moi.
It was a challenge to show that was possible.
Yeah.
Nidal, who are the greatest players of kanun that inspired you?
For me, it's Aytaç Doğan, Göksel Baktagir, it's Turkish musicians. They play Turkish and Oriental music very, very well, very good.
And indeed, you play the Turkish kanun.
Yeah, I play Turkish kanun.
Is there anybody else doing what you are doing with the kanun? In other words, bringing the kanun into another musical sphere, which includes jazz and funk. Anybody else doing that?
Kanun player? No, not really. No.
So there was nobody that you could really copy?
No. Thank you.
music on this album.
Slim Abida, the bass player, Slim and me.
So you write it together?
Yeah.
Many of the tracks begin with the bass line, they begin with Slim, and then you come in with the canoon as if you're replying to him.
Yeah, it's a conversation, it's a dialogue. First time when we commenced the Jazz Oil.
When you began Jazz Oil, yeah. The band, yeah, that was in 2009.
Yeah, 2009. The idea was to make dialogue and conversation between bass and canon. It's strange, but it
sounds good.
It sounds very good. Yeah.
A bit more, Nidal, about the jazz and, if you like, contemporary music scene in Tunisia now, because both you and Slim are moving between Tunisia and France on a regular basis. What's it like in Tunisia? Is it happening? Is it vibrant?
Yeah, depuis 2006-2007, il y avait un mouvement de jeunes dans tout ce qui est musique alternative. Creative music, yeah. Underground music.
From around 2006, 2007, there was the beginning of a real underground scene. There was more creativity. Even from around 2000 onwards.
Les portes étaient toujours fermées dans les festivals et tous les concerts parce qu'ils voulaient toujours la musique classique, les mêmes sons, les mêmes morceaux qui se répétaient tout le temps. Voilà.
But it was difficult for you to play, get access to festivals, because the festival programmers always wanted the same thing. You couldn't really showcase your music in big festivals.
Yeah.
And is that still the case?
Now it's better than before, but c'est pas toujours ça. Mais...
It's still not great.
Yeah. Relation, connexion.
You need to know the right people.
Yeah.
Basically, you produced the album yourselves.
Yeah.
Would it have been possible to produce an album like this in Tunisia?
No. It's very difficult to produce an album in Tunisia. Very difficult.
Have you managed to perform in Tunisia?
Yeah, last year we have played in Journée Musicale de Carthage. It's a big festival. For creative music and okay. 1,500 people, yeah.
In front of 1,500 people, yeah. So there's hope.
Yeah, it's cool. Maybe we have 4 or 5 festivals in Tunisia in August.
And in France?
Now we have... 14th of October, in Jazz à la Cité, une cité universitaire, and maison de la Tunisie. Yeah, in Paris.
Nidal, if there is a message behind this album, Lama, what would it be?
In the album, there are many kinds of music, jazz, funk, groove, oriental, Turkish, Tunisian. It's free music, and it's music who said welcome to other cultures, to all cultures. It's music to encourage humanity.
To come together. Nidal Jawa, thank you very much.
Thank you for you. Thank you for all the auditors. No?
Yeah. All the listeners.
Listeners, yeah.